When Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, so that he may give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world existed. I have revealed your name to those you have given me. Out of the world they were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I have given them the words you gave me, and they have received them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. On their behalf, I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you have given me. For they are yours, all I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I have been glorified. I will no longer be in the world, but they Father, protect them by your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected and preserved them by your name, the name you gave me. Not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things while I am in the world, so that they may have my joy fulfilled within them.
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world.
That they may see the glory you gave me, because you loved me
before the foundation of the world.
Righteous Father,
although the world has not known you, I know you,
and they know that you sent me,
and I have made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, so that the love you have for me